Good evening and welcome back to our continued learning of Hilchos Shabbos. Every Thursday night is a schos for all of Klal Yisrael, and specifically those in Eretz Yisrael. And Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichet this week to see refuas, yeshuas, and nechamas for all of Klal Yisrael, and we should be zeichet to be makabel pnei Mashiach b'mehera. We began discussing halachas of Avdala 2 weeks ago. Last week we discussed the cup of Avdala, the cup of wine, grape juice, or other drinks that are used for Avdala. And Mitzvah Hashem, this week we'll move on to discussing the besamim that's used for Havdalah, and next week we'll discuss and finish off Hilchas Havdalah with discussing the candle that's used for Havdalah. When it comes to the Besamim, as we mentioned, it is not necessary to have Besamim in order to make Havdalah, and therefore, for some reason, a person is stuck in a place where they have no Besamim. I will discuss that Besamim doesn't only have to be whole cloves, there are other options as well, but if for some reason a person stuck with no Besamim, they would nevertheless be able to make Havdalah, and similarly, the opposite would be true as well. If somebody was stuck in a place where they did not have wine, grape juice, or the drinks that we discussed last week, that would be acceptable to make Havdalah. Nevertheless, they could still make the bracha of Besamim on Matzei Shabbos. We mentioned as well that this bracha is only made on Matzei Shabbos, and it's not made on Sunday. And the reason for it is very simple, that the main reason that we shouldn't bring for why we make the bracha of Besamim is because since every Shabbos, every Yid receives an Neshama Yisera, an extra Neshama, and that Neshama leaves on Matzei Shabbos, and Vay of the Nefesh, a person's Neshama feels the pain of the Neshama Yisera leaving, therefore we smell Besamim, because smell is what the Gemara and Brachas tells us is the one part of the body, the physical body, that the neshama, the spirit, gets spiritual sustenance from it, and therefore we smell the besamim in order to give us back some of our life, in order to be able to comfort us that we've lost our neshama yisera. And therefore it's a bracha which is limited only to Matzei Shabbos. On Matzei Yontif, we do not make the bracha. The Magen Avraham says, because on Yontif we do not receive a neshama yisera, and therefore there is no pain when a Yontif leaves like there is on Shabbos, and therefore on Matzei Yontif, we do not make the bracha of although we'll make a Havdalah on Matzei Yontif. Similarly, even when Shabbos falls out, even when Matzei Shabbos falls out on Yontif, when it's a 3-day Yontif or 2-day Yontif, and it leads from Matzei Shabbos into Yontif, and we know that we'll make Havdalah in between, separating Shabbos and Yontif, nevertheless, we will not make the bracha of Besamim. We'll do Yaknahas, Yain, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, and Zman, but we will not make the bracha of Besamim for the very simple reason the Magen Avraham brings down, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down as well, that since we're going directly into a Yontif, the Yontif itself is able to give us back our spirit, give us back our soul, and therefore, although we lost our Neshama Yisera, but we'll be able to rejuvenate ourselves with the joy that comes on a Yontif. And therefore, that's a bracha that's limited specifically to Matzei Shabbos, and a Matzei Shabbos that does not lead into a Yontif. The next item we need to discuss is what exactly does a person use for smelling for Besamim? We know that generally most of Klal Yisrael uses whole cloves, but why whole cloves? Can I use anything else? Can I take any spice from my cabinet? What's special about whole cloves that makes it the most of Klal Yisrael uses whole cloves when it comes to Besamim? So the truth is that the Mechaber says that the best thing to use for Besamim is Hadassim. And the Mishnah Berurah explains it doesn't mean any Hadassim. Rather, he means the Hadassim that were used on Sukkos when shaking the Dalad Minim. One of the Dalad Minim, one of the four species, is Hadassim. And therefore, we want to take that item, which was already used for the mitzvah of shaking Dalad Minim on Sukkos, and utilize it for another mitzvah, similar to the way we find that the Paiskim speak out, that one should take the lulav after using it and use it as the fuel for the fire to burn the chametz in, to use the challah or the matzah that was used for an erev tavshilin, to then go ahead and use it for one of the sudas. We find that we want to do more than one mitzvah with an item, if possible. However, the Ramah speaks out that generally our hadassim do not retain the smell for a few weeks, and generally after a week or two, they really become dried out and they lose their smell, and therefore one cannot continue to use the hadassim once they've lost the smell. Therefore, the Ramah brings down that one should take the hadassim and mix them together with some other items that do smell, and that way he has some of the smell of the hadassim together with the other item that actually is the main item that he's making the bracha over, making the bracha of Besamim over. However, I think most people do not have the minhag to do this, and the reason is very simply, since the Hadassim lose 100% of their smell, therefore there is no added value in putting them and mixing them together with the cloves, because they don't smell at all. Al pi Kabbalah, there is an inyan brought down by the Sfarim to make a bracha on Hadassim, but Hadassim that smell, fresh kosher Hadassim, not the ones that are left over from Sukkos, but that's an inyan al pi Kabbalah that some have the minhag to do. Therefore, what comes out is we do not make the bracha on Hadassim, and therefore we're left with making a bracha on any other item which smells. Now, what items can be used? Technically, any item that smells, that has an ikar, which means any item that smells not because of drops of of fragrance that were put inside there, but it has an item that is causing it to smell, one can go ahead and make a bracha on it. But, for example, using a besamim container which is empty, which has no besamim in it, or using perfume, or using shmek tabak, using tobacco, which has a smell, since all of those items do not have an ikr, they do not have the item that smells is no longer there, or using something which the smell was there, but the item is no longer there, all of those shenat lechatchila be used for the bracha of barne minei besamim. And therefore, a person can take something which smells and make the bracha. What bracha is made? Generally, when it comes to the bracha of barne minei besamim, there are various types of bracha of barne minei besamim. There's barne minei besamim, barne atzei besamim, barne ispei besamim, based on what a person's smelling, whether it's a tree that smells, whether it's a leaf that smells, whether it's a mixture of other items that smell. There are various brachas that are made by remine, by re'atze, or by re'ispe. However, the Mishabur speaks out that regardless of what one is using for the besamim on Masay Shabbos, one always makes the bracha of Bayre Mine Besamim for the very simple reason that one does not want to get confused. And since everybody's making the bracha and it's confusing what's in it, what's Atze Besamim, what's Ispe Besamim, what's Mine Besamim, therefore we have a universal bracha specifically on Masay Shabbos that regardless of what one smells, one makes the bracha of Bayre Mine Besamim. However, the Meshabur speaks out that Lechatchila, one should take something that the actual bracha on that item is not Atze or Ispe, but rather Mine Besamim. And that's where the general minik in Klal Yisrael is to make a bracha on cloves. Cloves, the bracha is Bayre Mine Besamim, regardless of whether it's Masay Shabbos or during the week. And therefore, you take the cloves, you hold them in your hand, and you make the bracha of Bayre Mine Besamim. What about if somebody doesn't have cloves, and if somebody doesn't have hadassim, somebody doesn't have something that's naturally made to smell good, can they go to their spice cabinet and take out cinnamon, or take out anything else that has a pleasant smell, and make the bracha of Bayre Mine Besamim, and use that for Besamim on Masay Shabbos? So the Mishabura brings down that there was a Risha named Rabbeinu Ephraim, where Rabbeinu Ephraim had a special glass container that had inside of it, Mine Besamim, had inside of it things to smell, and that's what he would use every Masay Shabbos for a bracha. There are those that learn that Rabbeinu Ephraim did this specifically because anything that was in the house that was meant for cooking, he held that you would not be allowed to make the bracha of Bayre Mine Besamim on it, on Masay Shabbos. It needs to be something that is meant for besamim, something that is meant to smell and not something that is meant to be used as a spice to cook on Masay Shabbos. And that is the way the Chazon Ish, maybe the Gra holds as well. And one should use something which is specifically made for smelling and not something which is made for spices. However, the Mishabur seems to say, and most Rishonim seem to say, that regardless of whether it's meant for besamim, regardless of whether it's meant for smell, or even if it's meant to spice food, one can go ahead and make a Bayre Mine Besamim. Obviously, there's something nice, and it's a Chavivas HaMitzvah, shows the love for the mitzvah when somebody doesn't just go take a spice out of their cabinet, and somebody takes something, as we mentioned in the last video, takes something that's bracha is Bayre Mine Besamim. However, the Mishabur says if one does not have that, one can go ahead and take cinnamon, take something that has a pleasant smell, and make the bracha lechatchila of Bayre Mine Besamim on it on Masay Shabbos, even though that's also used for spices as well. However, as we mentioned, lechatchila, best is to use something which is miyuchid, something which is set aside only for smell. First of all, in order to ensure that one can make the bracha according to all shittas, even those that hold that things that are meant for spices cannot be used. And second of all, in order to show the love for the mitzvah by having a special container, something special, whole cloves that are not used for spices, in order to ensure that one is showing the love that they have for the mitzvah, that they keep something special made just for Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos. Somebody who does not have the ability to smell, and that either means somebody who has lost their sense of smell completely or never had a sense of smell, or somebody who has a cold and right now on a Matzah Shabbos cannot smell, cannot make the bracha of Bayre Mine Besamim because they can't smell. Even if they're the ones making Havdalah, and they're making Havdalah and having everybody else in mind, nevertheless, when it comes to the bracha of Bayre Mine Besamim, everybody would have to either make their own bracha, or one person can go ahead and make the bracha. One person that can't smell can go ahead and make the bracha for everybody, but the person making Havdalah, if he or she cannot smell, they cannot go ahead and make that bracha for other people. If a person's unsure whether they could smell or not, their nose is stuffed, they had a cold, they don't know if they could smell, or they're not sure if the item that they're holding has a good smell and still has a smell and still retained its smell, one can go ahead and smell it prior to making the bracha of Bayre Mine Besamim, preferably before Havdalah, so that one doesn't have to have a hafsek. One can go ahead and smell it without a bracha, just to know that it has a smell or to know that they can smell, and then they can go ahead and make the bracha of Just to end, some have the minig, some have the custom that everybody by Havdalah makes their own bracha on Boirei Mina B'Samim or Boirei Ma'irei Eish. But the general minig is that one person makes it for everybody. Everybody hears the bracha, says Amen, and then we pass around the B'Samim, ensuring that everybody heard the bracha and was Yotze the bracha with the one making the Havdalah, and then they go ahead and smell the Havdalah, having that benefit from the Havdalah. Have a great Shabbos, and Mitzvah Shem will continue next week with the halachas of the candle of Havdalah.